Some people are calling it a vibe shift. Before anyone is sworn into office, we are seeing the fruits of the November election. There's a new optimism as we reflect on the things that need change. There's much to pray for, so let's begin. Heavenly Father, we're grateful that voters rejected the gender ideology that allows, even encourages, the mutilation of bodies, especially the bodies of children. Bring us aid and wisdom to banish it from our government, our education system, our military, and our national psyche. Help the confused to understand we humans are created male and female in your image. If there's a vibe shift, let us take advantage of it to get rid of the DEI mentality that rewards identity over real accomplishment. Lord, remove from government any tendency to force hardworking Americans to pay the rightful bills of favored interest groups. We ask you to help our leaders enact policies that will bring able-bodied men who have become discouraged from working back to productive lives. Lord, restore a culture of life and marriage and lawfulness. Let's allow Psalm 128 to guide us as we seek the Lord's blessing in 2025. Holy God, in the coming year, let us be a people who fear you as we increasingly understand your power and might. May we walk in your ways. Father, grant us the opportunity to eat the fruits of our labor. May our society flourish as we delight in your will and walk in your ways. May more of us marry and form godly families. Let marriages prosper and be blessed with children who thrive under the loving care and discipline of their parents. In your great wisdom, help us to discern good from evil and provide us with good things all the days of our lives. Let us be godly influences in the lives of our children's children. And grant us your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.